The name of the patient is Donna Hanoud. The last name is H-A-N-O-O-D, like in Delta. First name, Donna, D-O-N-N-A. 81-year-old, white female, that is followed in the office because of the presence of CKD stage 5 period. The patient has nephrosclerosis associated to arterial hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and the aging process period. The laboratory workup today.
White blood cells in urine, 0 to 5.
White blood cells, yes, 0 to 5.
White blood cells, 0 to 5.
Shows that the patient has a creatinine that is 4.4.
No casein, no bacteria, no casein,
and which is higher than the prior determination. The estimated GFR is around 9 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have any symptoms related to uremia. And she says that she's feeling well. In the protein-creatinine ratio, there is an excretion of proteinuria of 883 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period, there is no evidence of hyperkalemia, no evidence of metabolic acidosis. Period. This patient is not a candidate for the SGLT2 inhibitors or the administration of aldosterone inhibitors. Number two, the patient has a history of hyperkalemia. The serum potassium today is 4.5 milliequivalents per liter. Following upper arterial hypertension, the patient has not been taking the medications as recommended. The hydralazine is supposed to be 50 milligrams PO 3 times a day. The carvedilol is 6.25 milligrams PO BID. And we are going to order clonidine 0.1 milligram at bedtime in order to get the blood pressure under control. Period. The patient has significant peripheral edema. And she has been she has not been implemented the fluid restriction, and she has not been taking the diuretic. We are going to give furosemide 40 milligrams at least 3 times a week. A period, written prescriptions were given to the patient. Following number, diabetes under control. Following number, anemia that is treated with the administration of Procrit every other week. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy with adequate readings. Following number, the patient has hyperphosphatemia that is treated with the administration of Auryxia, A-U-R-Y-X-I-A. Following number, the patient is with an albumin of 3.5 period. As mentioned before, there is not evidence of uremic symptoms. Period. We know that this patient is going to end up in dialysis. She's very reluctant to the therapy, and since she is functional with the current management, we are going to continue with conservative management. Paragraph, we invested 8 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation of the EMR.